Hundreds of Tibetan exiles from around the world began a week-long meeting today in the northern Indian town of Dharamsala. At the top of their agenda, nothing less than the future of their movement. Some of the exiles are calling for a return to mass protest and civilian disobedience inside Tibet. That's especially true of a younger generation of Tibetan activists. They revere the Dalai Lama, but they think his policies have been too cautious. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
This week's meeting opened with pomp and ceremony. Traditional Tibetan cornets heralded a procession of monks. Attendees laid white prayer scarves and bowed in front of a full-color portrait of the Dalai Lama. The Tibetan spiritual leader is in Dharamsala, but he's not attending the meeting. He wants the exiled Tibetan community to plan its future direction without him. But it was the Dalai Lama who called this meeting after he said that he'd given up hope talks with China would ever lead to greater autonomy within Tibet. He has tried. He sent envoys to Beijing 8 times during the past 6 years. But Chinese leaders hold to the position that Tibet has always been part of China and that Tibetans should be grateful for what China has done to develop the Tibetan economy. China said last week that it's not going to make any concessions. A London-based spokesman for the Dalai Lama's office, Chonpel Sering, blames the impasse on China.
The recent setback in Beijing is a clear indication that the Communist Party and the Chinese government is not, at this very moment, genuine in trying to find a resolution to the Tibet issue.
Many Tibetans within China agree. This is a scene from a documentary made in Tibet this past spring by Tibetan filmmaker Dundup Wangchan. In it, he says, the Chinese claim they're preserving and improving Tibetan culture, but it's exactly the opposite. How can you improve it if you don't use it? He says Han Chinese who have flooded into Tibet now dominate the economy and run the schools. That means Tibetans have to speak Mandarin Chinese to get ahead, and even then, Chinese companies often don't want to hire them. Wangchan was arrested shortly after smuggling the film out of Tibet. He was detained for months. One objection China might have had to this film is that it shows the reverence Tibetans have for the Dalai Lama. The Chinese government has tried to paint the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist, especially after the widespread Tibetan protests last spring. And the government regularly pressures Tibetans to denounce him. But one scene of the film shows Tibetans prostrating themselves in front of a television set, as a video shows the Dalai Lama receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor. One old man says, "The Dalai Lama's return to Tibet is my fondest dream, but it looks like this will never happen. The situation is hopeless." It is against this background that exiled Tibetans are gathering this week in Dharamsala, India, to consider their options. Some say they should drop the Dalai Lama's conciliatory stance that Tibetans just want autonomy within China. Such activists want to demand independence. Some Tibetan exiles say the Dalai Lama should name his successor now so the Chinese government doesn't name the next Dalai Lama itself. The factions of the exiled Tibetan community have different views on the best way forward, but they agree on this. The survival of Tibetan culture, language, and religion hangs in the balance. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.